are now listening to Jump Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Demo and Chirk. Now pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks.
What it is?
Bro. Yeah, what's up, Vancouver? Once again, you're rocking with the best. This is Life on Jump Street Radio. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big week. It's a big week for Life on Jump Street.
Massive, man.
For Sam Demo.
With the why is it so big?
And myself. Well, I think we're gonna do a little, as they say, suspense and keep the big announcement till the end of the show.
Oh, the announcement. Oh yeah.
But I mean, on another note, it is a great week. I was walking around today, and it's starting to smell like spring. It is.
And spring smells like women.
I was thinking, like, I think I walked by just a kind of a fragrant patch of bushes, but
fragrant patch of bushes.
But no, I was psyched because that means it's going to be hot soon, and we don't have any of this sad syndrome to deal with. You know what I mean?
Fuck a sad syndrome.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that I had the misfortune of taking some public transit to get up here to UBC this evening. And although, you know, the environmental aspects of public transit are really awesome, I think I'm getting the Howie Mandel syndrome, where I don't like being around lots of people in close quarters that I don't know personally. I feel germs.
I love that shit.
I see germs everywhere.
I love that shit.
Yeah. So, Vancouver, what do you think of germs? What do you think of public transit? And what do you think about spring smelling like a beautiful person?
Yeah.
Male or female? We're not sexist on Life on Jump Street.
No, we don't discriminate.
If you want to call in, Matt, can you tell me what the number is?
The number is 822-2487.
2487.
604-822-2487. That's UBC CITR. Give us a call. Life on Jump Street.
Yeah.
So I guess what we have to do is get on to the song of the day.
The song of the day today is Mr. Chirk. It is Calvin Harris's new one, right?
Yeah, I'm Not Alone.
Calvin Harris's new track called I'm Not Alone. He's got an album coming out in this summer.
Sick.
And he's actually the spotlight artist too. So Matt is just going to get up, get to the turntables, and just more rock, less talk.
Yeah.
Life on Jump Street every Tuesday night from 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. on 101.9 CITR FM in UBC, beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. When the motherfucking sun hits, I'm going to be so goddamn happy. Once again, y'all, Life on Jump Street. Ooh-ooh.
Can you stay up for the weekend and blame God for looking too old? Can you find all that you stand for has been replaced with mountains of gold? You can untrain yourself to notice, to feel pain and swallow fear. But can you stay up for the weekend till next year? God, I can't do this anymore, though I'll be laid down on the floor. As many feet walk through the door, I'm not alone. Cause this means that I'm not alone. can't do this anymore. Though I'll be laid down on the floor. As many feet walk through the door. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. But can you stay up for the weekend? Up for the weekend? Can we stay up for the weekend? Up for the weekend? Up for the weekend? Up for the weekend?
New Calvin Harris.
Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Life on Jump Street Radio every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 CITR FM in UBC. It has been a pretty good Tuesday. There's a little rain, a little sun, a little cloud, a little blue. We're not here to talk about the weather, although we seem to talk about the weather every year or every week.
It's a big thing, the weather. I mean, it affects our daily lives.
It affects my life on the daily. It really does. So let's get back to what we were doing there. We just played the new Calvin Harris joint, which is called... Hold up. It's called I'm Not Alone. Out of that, Chirk played the Hervé remix of I'm Not Alone. And into that, we played The Hours, See the Lights, Calvin Harris remix. And ended it with another Calvin Harris song, which is Vegas.
Yeah.
Now, you may ask yourself, why so much Calvin Harris? Well, A, we both like Calvin Harris. Dope artist from Scotland. But second to that, he's actually playing on Friday night. Is it Friday night? Friday night at Celebrities. Yeah.
Friday
night.
So
we thought we'd just say, hey, Calvin. Hey, Calvin.
Hey.
Playing some of your fucking tunes.
Yeah. How are you doing, Calvin? By the way, that was the best mix I've ever done there, the last one. I'm really proud of it.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was really good. So Chirk.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about Calvin Harris? What do you think?
I like him
as
man.
An artist.
I dig it. I think he's got his finger on the pulse, if you will. That new song of his is I don't know, it reminds me of like Ibiza happy summer shit. And like that style of music is not, I'm not so, you know, it's not like my favorite. It's good shit, but it just, that song just makes me jump around. You know?
Have you ever been to Ibiza?
No, I went to Barcelona and some shit happened. I couldn't go to Ibiza. long story.
Yeah, our parents listen to the show. Cool. Let me just kick a little bit of knowledge about Calvin Harris.
Do it. I dare you to do it.
He was born in Dumfries, Scotland on January 17th, 1984. He has been making records.
Wow.
Since he was 21. I can actually hear you.
Good.
His first tracks were called "The Bongos" and "Brighter Days," and he was under the name Stopher then.
Mm.
In 2006, he signed on with Sony BMG after being discovered on MySpace.
No way!
Which a lot of artists that we're listening to now were actually discovered on MySpace.
Really?
A great networking place a few years ago. Now it's pretty much played out where as everybody on MySpace is a rapper trying to hear, give you the hot new track on the streets. I get lots of those. The album I Created Disco, which was the Vegas songs off of Acceptable in the 80s, and the Girls song, which is great, was released in June 2007. Since that time, in June 2007, he's produced a couple tracks on Kylie Minogue's latest album, X, which I believe is the Roman numeral for 10, because she's got 10 albums and she's still super banging hot for how old she is. And he did that song with Dizzy Rascal, Dance With Me.
Mm.
And he's got a new album coming out this summer.
Cool, man.
That is Calvin Harris.
You know what's funny? This is embarrassing. I was late on the Calvin.
I also.
I'm good. Like embarrassed how, you know, he's not like never mind. I was gonna diss him. I like him. I like him a lot. I'm not gonna say that he's like going to change the face of music. He makes me dance and it's fantastic.
But
the fact that I didn't know him till the time that I did find out about him, I'm
about a year
quite
year
embarrassed
behind.
About. Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing I really enjoy about Calvin Harris is you know, a lot of new artists and producers now, you know, you only hear about them because of remixes and stuff they do, right? Whereas the songs that I've heard from Calvin Harris, it's his original music.
Yeah, the best stuff
he's
from
singing,
him is his stuff.
Yeah, since, like, all the musicianship and music is written by him. So that to me, makes it's almost like a better accolade than some of these really hot producers that'll just freak an old song with some different drums and a rave breakdown.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather hear somebody doing some original stuff and taking some chances. Because, I mean, in 2007, he was sounding like Rick James meets, you know, a lot of Rick James influence. Like
right.
The voices and, you know, the sexual connotations and context and stuff. So,
yeah.
Here at Jump Street, we give Calvin Harris a thumb up.
Yeah.
Even though we're both a little bit late to the boat.
Yeah, totally. But that being said, the remixes are on point as well. Like I don't think I've heard
the
too
hours
many of
one
his.
See the light
yeah
that doo, 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 doo.
Yeah, that's hot.
Dope.
That's the jam. So what I'm gonna do here, guys, I thought about this today and I figured I got all this great music today, which I do, you know, on a usual basis, but I'm gonna give you an insight, a small insight into the
into your brain.
Yeah, digging in the crates, the internets. I'm gonna play a bunch of songs that I just got today. So you can, I don't know, if you're following the same stuff I am, you can, you know, compare, be like, I like that song, I didn't, whatever. These are all songs that I downloaded today. So I'm just gonna play a little dubstep set, I think, first.
Oh, nice.
And then just get into some wobbles and some bass, which is unfortunately, or fortunately, my usual steez. Yeah, so what this is, yeah, shit I downloaded today.
And kids out there, it's not all about downloading off blogs and checking that things. You need to go to the record stores, buy vinyl, go to Beatport, go to Juno.
Oh, hold on.
No, I'm not saying to you, but I'm saying in general.
Well,
I am
a notorious music pirate, but a lot of these songs I
purchased. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's, you know, there's a lot of blog house out there. And I'm just saying to the people out there in Radioland, buy records, support True. Local record stores, True. Beat Street. Go down and buy records. They're a little expensive, $15 each. But whatever, it's a piece of history, and you'll have it forever. True. And the artwork. One thing about the internet and stuff is people lose the connection with an artist with the artwork on the album covers. Mm. Album cover art has been like instrumental in how an artist takes off forever. And only in the last like 5 years has people not really been buying many CDs and vinyl and such. So go buy some vinyl.
Yeah,
what we're saying. Here at Life on Jump Street, we say go buy vinyl. Go, if you gotta buy, get some MP3s, go to the proper place. Buy the 320s, no 128s.
Yeah, we don't want to hear that in the club.
Get them effing 128s out of here.
We don't want to hear that. I don't even, 192, I don't even know. I don't even know.
My whole shit's 192. All right, Chirk, get over there and do your thing. Yo, if you want to give us a call, once again, 604-822-2487. My name's Sam Demo. The guy behind the turntables tonight is DJ Chirk, and that's CH3RK. We love you, Vancouver. We love you.
I did a little private investigating. I've got proof that it was you. You and your pals. I've got enough proof to send the three of you to the electric chair.
Control of your radio station. We are talking to aliens.
You think you're pretty smart. Just smarter than you, that's all.
Where's my money?
That's right, y'all. You know this is Life on Jump Street every Tuesday night. We're not afraid of nothing. Dubstep, electro, rave. We don't give a F. We keep it, keep it, keep it, keep it. Hey. DJ Cherik on the ones and twos, bringing you some new flavors, new sounds to get down with. This whole set, the whole show is dedicated to people that give an F about music, so stay tuned. What? video game rave. Welcome back to Life on Jump Street Radio, 101.9 CITR FM, here in lovely Vancouver, British Columbia. You just been listening to my boy DJ Chirk here turn out some new tunes. I had a couple JU tracks, TC, Will Bailey, DJ Nash, DJ Manania.
Manania.
There's too many A's to be Mania. Maybe
he spelled it wrong.
He's
like Portuguese or something, man. That's just...
Oh. So you're saying the Portuguese people don't know how to spell
No, that's his
correctly.
Actual last name, but like it just so happens to kind of sound like Mania.
Mania. I hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, no, you sound good.
Cool.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Totally. I'm really
Are
glad...
we on the air right now? What's going on?
I'm really glad that I got the EQs working on the mixer.
Yeah, the mixer up here, it's got these buttons that that turn on and off the EQs, but they're a little bit indiscreet. So you'll be mixing, you go to flip the bass down, and all of a sudden you're like... bass is not moving, it's right there.
Blatant excuse.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna go right into this. This is the coming events. Tomorrow night at La Hype, we have what we like to call the Death of the Remix Party.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a party in support of a Canadian documentary that is releasing this week in theaters called RIP, A Remix Manifesto. And in this movie, I believe they deal with current copyright problems in the world. Dealing with remixes, artists like Girl Talk, you know, with how the government's cracking down on torrent trackers like the Pirate's Bay and Demonoid and those types of places. So that's tomorrow night at La Hype. That's at Lamplighter at 92 Water Street. And actually tonight, if you give us a call in the next like 10 minutes, we got two tickets to the premiere of the Remix movie, which is on Thursday night at this ultra exclusive theater called Industry 319.
Yeah,
and it's on Main Hastings Street.
It's an amazing. Have you been inside?
I haven't been inside.
Unbelievable.
You have, and you're actually DJing the premiere party.
I am
DJ
doing
Chirk,
that. I was just going to say that. Yeah, I'm going to be playing for like a couple hours before and after Fast Life. But I'm really psyched for the movie. But I went into the theater the other day.
It's posh,
it looks
man.
Crazy from outside because all the windows are frosted. It's right across the street from the cop shop.
Crack
so,
town.
Yeah. So you would never know what it was on the inside, but you know, there's ornamental kind of like Ming Dynasty stuff everywhere, and every seat in the theater is leather, and there's you know 100.
Sick.
It's unbelievable, the room.
So we got two tickets to give away that tonight.
Yeah,
so give us a call right now, and it's going to be ultra posh. There'll be some drinks included. That's 604-822-2487. Give us a call now. We'll give you some tickets for that. All you got to do is tell us who one of the main artists that they're talking about in the movie. It's opposite of Boy Talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me a call about that. On Thursday, I'm going to be DJing the Red Bull Doodle Party down at SFU at the pub there. And what that party is, it's Red Bull getting young kids super duper wasted, and then you draw on your white t-shirt, and the best t-shirt goes into some big Red Bull contest.
Oh yeah.
Red Bull parties, always fun. Moving along, because we want Chirk to play some more songs, because this whole... The whole style of our show now is less talk, more rock. Less suck, more truck. So on Friday night, it's Calvin Harris at Celebs. We did a little mini spotlight on Calvin Harris. If you like those new disco 80s tunes, go check that out, Celebrities. And Saturday night at Shine is The Don Rimini. Rimini. And myself, Sam Demo, and my boy DJ Neoteric will be opening and supporting that show. So come down to Shine on Saturday night. It's going to be crazy. If you want to try to get some guest lists, give us a call. Hit us up on the interwebs, the internet, the worldwide thing that is in everybody's house that's killing television.
Okay. We're really keeping this short.
Hey, how about you STFU and go start DJing then?
No, we got to talk about the thing,
Why don't we say that for the very end?
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm going to shove in a couple of my favorite songs before we get kicked out here. Check it.
Life on Jump Street Radio, Tuesday night, 8 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 CITR. R.I.P.O.D.B. R.I.P.O.D.B.
Vous êtes des animaux. Vous êtes des animaux. Vous êtes des animaux. Vous êtes des animaux. Vous allez crever.
What's up, Radio Land? Once again, this is Life on Jump Street Radio every Tuesday night from 8 to 9. My name is Sam Demo. As always, with me is my partner in crime, the dude, DJ Chirk. Chirk, you played some ill cuts tonight. You went all over the board, dubstep, basslines, some raved out Ibiza, electro, new disco goodness. I think it's a pretty good idea of what you will expect from Life on Jump Street.
Yeah,
we do things because we like to do them, not because anybody says that they're cool or dope or whatever. You agree with that?
My fist is in the air right now, buddy.
Brandon Cody, you agree with that?
Woo! My fist was actually in the air.
Yeah, that's true. That was a blatant, that was a bold-faced lie.
We do a ting because we want to do a ting. So right now, we told you guys we had a special, special, special shout-out, a little bit of a surprise. The surprise is me and Matt got a brand new night popping off in Vancouver, at a club called Modern. The night is Friday. The evening is called Almost Famous, and we're going to change that club from a top 40 sort of dress code. I don't want to say the word douche, but I'm going to say the word douche kind of spot into a way more friendly environment for tastemakers, for I don't know if you want to say hipsters or scenesters or just people that are down for being on the cutting edge of creativity, the cutting edge of fun, and the dopest party around. So you're going to hear a lot about this new night, and it's popping off Friday, March 27th. Hit me up on the interwebs because we're going to have a special invite-only exclusive thing early in the evening. We're going to be tasting alcohol, and we're going to be listening to tunes, and we're going to be having fun. So, once again, this is Life on Jump Street Radio. My name is Sam Demo. With me,
DJ DJ Chirk. Also, I want to make it clear, not only is it going to be a fun, fantastic time, it's also going to be fucking cheap.
Cheap.
Which is also something new for Modern. Cover's never going to be more than $10.
Yep.
Drinks, from what we've heard, are going to be $4. We got some cheapness.
Cheap.
We got some cheap shots. Good music, good peeps. We're going to have the usual crowd rolling through of guests. It's just going to be, I don't know.
If you've ever been to La Hype, imagine.